Kelly Toe. Welcome to Tapestry Institute's IK Cafe, serving up Indigenous knowledge to Indigenous people. I'm your host, Dawn Hill Adams, an enrolled citizen of the Choctaw Nation. I'm speaking to you today from the Pine Ridge of northwestern Nebraska, on land that's the traditional home of Lakota, Cheyenne, and Arapaho Nations. Thank you, land, for grounding and supporting our podcast today. Does that mean if you're not Indigenous that you can't listen? No, it doesn't. If you'll stick around a few minutes, I'll explain how it works, because that's what this particular podcast is about, is just setting the stage for things. First of all, if you aren't sure what I mean by Indigenous knowledge, you can check it out by going to the website at tapestryinstitute.org. And in the menu bar, right underneath the picture on that page, you will see a heading that says Ways of Knowing, and to the right of that, another heading that says Indigenous Knowledge. The Indigenous Knowledge heading, no surprise, tells you about Indigenous knowledge and some of the ways that you can think about this subject, which is quite large. The Ways of Knowing heading is a little bit more specific about certain parts of Indigenous knowledge, which is the ways that we know about, learn about, and respond to the natural world. So you can check things out there if this is a kind of new subject to you and get started, get some ideas. The reason that I say that this is for Indigenous people, though, is that we're going to assume in the interview sessions that we have with people who work with all kinds of Indigenous knowledge that you've kind of got that basic background under your belt, because Indigenous knowledge is a really big subject compared to Western knowledge, which is much, much more restricted, actually. So we're not going to always stop and define everything. We're going to assume that you kind of have a grip on what's going on, that you're an Indigenous person. Now, what about if you're an Indigenous person? This podcast is really for you, and it's for all kinds of people, but it's especially for learners of all ages and in all kinds of learning environments. It's for kids in schools. I know there's a lot of kids in elementary, middle school, and high school who are Indigenous people who are living in urban environments now. They're pretty far away from their own communities, and because their parents are working or something, and they can't be with them. And so, you know, there's stuff that you'd like to be thinking about that it's kind of hard to think about. So this is an opportunity to get that, because we're going to be talking to a lot of different Indigenous people who work in many, many areas of Indigenous knowledge in all kinds of ways, and finding out what they do and how they're thinking about it and how they got into the area of work that they're doing and why they did. And so it might give you ideas, especially if you're in high school or if you're a young adult who's graduated and you're thinking about what you want to do with your life, not just your job or your career, but your life choices. How do you want to live? And we're hearing, those of us who are older are hearing from a lot of you younger people right now that the land and our ancestors are talking to you and saying, you know, hey, come back to Indigenous knowledge. We need your help. The land is under some serious assault here from problems of all kinds, and we all need to come together to protect it and to give it the opportunity to heal and revitalize itself. And so if you're feeling that kind of thing move in your life, this might be an opportunity to hear some people who are thinking about the same kinds of things you're thinking about, talking about what kinds of steps they took to begin to act on these things moving in their lives. This is also meant for college students at tribal colleges, and that includes North America and Canada, but all over the world. because there are increasingly Indigenous run and Indigenous led institutions of higher learning. And it's also for Indigenous people who are in graduate programs at mainstream universities, working on master's and doctorate degrees of all kinds, who are beginning to use Indigenous research methods, which is a much more kind of specialized part of Indigenous knowledge, to prepare their research in their for their thesis or their PhD dissertation. And so there's a whole range of learning potential here. It's also for people who work with animals like horses, with buffalo, with our food plants, with who are saying, hey, you know, what about our corn with the climate change? What about our squash with the climate change, our beans? How are we going to be making sure that we have food in the coming years? And it's also for people who are working with medicinal plants. So if you think about it, you know, this means it's for people who are knowledge keepers, who are taking care of foods and native foods. You know, they're fisher people. They're going out fishing, they're going out hunting. They know where these things are. They're in relationship with them, so they're not taken improperly, and so that in fact these populations of fish and so forth are growing and becoming more healthy rather than less, despite all the difficult things that are happening in our waterways. There's also people who are tribal who are working in environmental labs, taking care of water, taking care of soil, taking care of forests and grasslands and other kinds of habitats. There's a lot of people working, a lot of Indigenous people working to protect the land in specific tribal offices and using Indigenous knowledge for medical care in our schools, in our education system, in our social services. So it's a really, really broad subject in terms of what people are looking at, what they're learning, the places they're having interactions with Indigenous knowledge, and the things they're doing with it to serve the land and to serve our people and all the nations of animals and plants and waters and winds and everything that are part of these lands. So it's a big subject. So these are some of the things that we're going to be talking about with a whole bunch of different people. And I hope that you can join us. I hope that you'll enjoy it and that you'll learn a lot and that you'll be inspired by the beautiful, wonderful things that Indigenous people are doing just all over the place right now. So many people are responding in just extraordinary ways. So that's an introduction to what we're going to be doing in this podcast. I'm really looking forward to it because I already have a bunch of people that are friends of mine that I know I want to talk to, and I'm going to really enjoy hearing more about what they do in a kind of a special opportunity to do that, because usually we're working on something together. I don't get to just ask them questions about how they see what they're doing. And I think that you're going to enjoy that too. This has been IK Cafe, a production of Tapestry Institute. Thanks to Joe Belasco for technical expertise and to Stephen Rushingland for the music Sage Prayer you are hearing. Hachi Pisalachike.